I don't know if you ever used to watch Blackadder. I loved it. And at one point, Baldrick said, "I have a plan so cunning you could stick a tail on it and call it a fox." And now it turns out they are that cunning and they're stalking our koalas. Dr. Valentina Meller can tell us more. She's a researcher at the University of Sydney in their School of Life and Environmental Sciences, and she stumbled upon this terrifying behaviour. Hi, Dr. Meller.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, you ordinarily look at koalas, but what have you seen foxes doing?
Yes, so we actually monitor koalas in their environment, and we have little cameras that we set up to record their behaviour. And while I was watching through the videos, I've started noticing foxes in trees. And that was very surprising because I've never actually come across anything like that. Despite the fact I'm from Italy and, you know, we have foxes there, I've never actually seen this behaviour before. So I started getting worried, and then when you see one video, then you see two videos, then you see three videos, then you start thinking that maybe this behaviour is more common than what we originally thought.
But that is like a nightmare, isn't it? Foxes climbing trees. I don't think, you know, that's not something that even a legend in Australia has seen.
I know. The fact is, foxes are quite agile predators, and they're very smart, and they're very opportunistic as well. So they select prey based on availability. So whatever is there, they will take. So I think based on their curiosity, they decided, well, let's see what's up there. And there they were.
But how far up the trees do they go? Enough to be a threat to the koalas?
Our cameras are positioned quite low in the tree, let's say 1.5 metres up to 1.7 metres. But in the videos, we see them climbing higher. So they get out of the field of view of the camera, and they climb even higher. Now, you have to imagine a fox is a heavy predator, so it wouldn't be able probably to climb up to smaller branches. But, I mean, the potential of catching some prey in trees is definitely there.
And, I mean, like you're saying, they're very opportunistic, but are we sure that they were wanting to eat the koalas or were they just investigating?
Well, I think one thing doesn't exclude the other because what I've noticed is that there was a lot of sniffing around the area where previously koalas had been sitting or other. We have gliders coming near our cameras. So they were definitely investigating the smell of other animals that had previously been there. And one particular fox climbed up following exactly the same path as a koala. So it's quite scary if you think about it.
Well, yeah, and are the koalas reacting by climbing higher or anything like that?
We can't really see anything from the video because as soon as they move out of the field of view, obviously we don't know what's happening up there. We know for sure that there was no predation event because when the fox came back, it didn't have anything in its mouth or anything like that. But again, the scary thing is that there is a potential there for, you know, for predation on Australian animals so that, you know, we always think they're safe when they're in trees and they're so vulnerable to predation on the ground. But then maybe we should start thinking that, you know, the potential is there for predation in trees as well.
And do you think it's likely that the koalas might change their behaviour if they do start to work out that there's this threat climbing up a tree after them?
Koalas are quite affected by wild dogs, for example, and dogs in general on private properties in certain areas of Australia. Dogs are a real big threat to koalas. So I wonder if, you know, a fox would be much different.
I'm wondering too, you're saying that this doesn't seem to happen in Europe. What's the difference between the trees here and the trees in Europe?
Well, all I can think of is that, you know, in our forests, the pine trees have really, really long and tall trunks. And in Australia, there's a lot of eucalypts have low-lying branches or bumpy growth on the trunk. And what I've seen in a couple of videos is that when the foxes climb up, they tend to grab on those bumpy growths and then help themselves up the tree with the back legs. So they're really agile, and I was not surprised to see them climbing because I've seen them climbing fences before. As you can imagine, it's much easier to climb a fence than jumping up a tree, especially in Australia. Those trees are tall too. So I was really, really surprised.
Wow, foxes climbing almost 4 metres up a tree. I wonder if this is something that you have ever seen. Give me a call if you can tell us more about this weird behaviour. 1-300-222-774 or any other weird stuff that you've seen foxes do. I used to see them running along the train tracks next to the bike path that I used to ride along to work in the very early hours of the morning, and they would just stop and look at you. What? What are you looking at, they'd say. 1-300-222-774. Dr. Valentina Mellor from the University of Sydney has seen them climbing trees. Is this an example of evolution, Valentina? Are they adapting to the different trees and the different circumstances here and just taking what they can get?
At this stage, again, we haven't witnessed any predation, so we don't really know. I think it's more, like you mentioned earlier, they're curious animals, so they might just be investigating and trying a new thing, and who knows what's going to happen from there.
It's not looking good, though, given the effect they've had on the bilbies and the wallabies and the numbats, though, is it?
That's the scary part.
Well, hopefully we can get some more research and get some footage of what exactly they are doing up the trees. But congratulations on being the first to see tree-climbing foxes in Australia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dr. Valentina Mellor, a researcher at the University of Sydney School of Life and Environmental Sciences on ABC Radio Melbourne.